Michael Waugh is one of Australia's great singer-songwriters. We've spoken to him before on this show, and I'm pleased to say he has a new single out. Let's have a little listen to it.
He taught me how to crack a joke, and why you never pull his finger, how to be a decent bloke. He taught me.
And the man himself, Michael Waugh, joins us this morning. Michael, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm not too bad, Andrew. Yeah. Pretty good. Lovely day here in Melbourne, so that's great.
It's a beautiful song. Tell us who it's about, please.
It's about my dad. So Johnny Waugh, he was a dairy farmer and hardworking man, just very funny, clever, gentle soul. We lost Dad January of 2020. 6.5 weeks later, my mum passed away. 2 weeks after mum's funeral, Melbourne went into lockdown and we were kind of just stuck there. So I think during that time, I had a chance to kind of write, reflect, especially about Dad, because he was so influential on my life. So, yeah.
Michael, sadly, I'm in the same situation. I've lost both my parents. I couldn't contemplate writing something and sharing it like this with other people so soon after it actually happened. Why have you chosen to do it now?
Well, I think, like, to be honest with you, a lot of he taught me is actually, you know, stories that I wrote down for the eulogy. They were just kind of reflections about the things that my dad had given me. But I think too, like, my dad was such a funny guy. Like, he just took so much joy and pleasure out of making people laugh. It's the way that he showed his love for his kids, his grandkids, his wife, you know. It's the way he did business. He'd make people laugh, you know. And so I tried to capture some of his humour in it as well. So while I think that there is that sadness about losing a great man like that, there is also that joy of his kind of presence. And it's funny, it's one of the few songs that, like, I've had a chance to play at shows in between lockdowns.
Yeah.
And when I play it, there's this, you know, kind of laughter through the audience and people nudging each other like they recognise this character in the story. And it's like bringing a bit of Dad into the room, and I love that. So, yeah, I mean, yes, it's sad, and there's been 3 out of every 4 times that I play it, I get a bit tearful, but I'd like to think that it keeps his memory and his spirit alive too.
I've got to ask you, as an artist, when you're creating a song, we all know you go into a studio and you have to sing and perform a song over and over and over so that the track can be put down and it can be the best possible version that we can hear. Something that's so personal like this, how do you go through doing it over and over and over and almost having to be mechanical?
Yeah, I don't know that I can sing this song from any place apart from, you know, opening up my heart.
Yeah.
You can hear right towards the end of that third verse, there's a moment where my voice starts to break. And it's because, as you say, I think we did about 8 vocal takes on this. I don't think that there was a clear vocal take of any of them without me crying. I think I even started tearing up at the pull my finger line as well, which is supposed to be a laugh line in the song, because I just had this strong memory of you know, Dad, like, you know, Dad doing that and trying to make one of the grandkids laugh. And I mean, that's the stuff that I love most when I hear a singer as well. It's not necessarily that it is something that is technically brilliant, but
yep,
something that feels real. And I think Shane Nicholson, who's a producer, he's a really good mate as well. This is the 4th album that I've made with Shane.
Hmm.
And so he made the studio a safe space for me to have a bit of a teary, and that's what he's kind of captured there. So, yeah, I'm really proud of it.
And I think you should be, and if you don't mind me saying, I'm sure your father is as well. It's a beautiful song, and yeah, as heartfelt as it is, that was the thing that stuck with me, the pull my finger gag. Because if you can't laugh at that, life's just not worth it.
I know. Thanks, man.
Michael Waugh, it's a beautiful song. Thank you for joining us on 2&M to have a chat about it.
Thanks, Andrew.